It's not uncommon to consider all of your options before making an important decision, like where to go to college, whom to marry, or what job to choose. It's a concept lost on writer Marion Winnick.
I recently watched from the sidelines as dear friends went through the process of buying a house in Washington, D.C. For anyone, purchasing real estate in the nation's capital would be an ordeal. Little is available, and what is unbelievably expensive. It's an accepted practice to offer much more than the asking price, so that the whole operation is more like the auction of a Picasso sketch than what normally passes for home buying. For my friends, the situation was exacerbated by the husband's affinity for getting all the facts about any decision he has to make. As each serious possibility emerged, he researched it with methodical thoroughness, shining the bright light of his will to know into every dim corner of the property. He talked to the neighbors. He investigated the schools. He timed the commutes, assessed the shopping, and discussed the soundproof qualities of the basement that might house his son's rock band with appropriate professionals. When he finally became the owner of an excellent house meeting many of his criteria, my friend was miserable. His sorrow may have been caused by being forced to spend so much more money than he initially meant to, or because the family had to leave D.C. proper for Maryland. But another pal, a Ph.D. in marketing, proposed a third possibility. According to the latest consumer research, she explained, the more time you spend evaluating your options, the worse you feel about your decision. What happens is, in the process of carefully considering them, of rolling them around in your mind, you become so attached to the choices you ultimately reject that you can't help pining for them when they are gone. I have to say, this was welcome news for me, a person with a lifelong history of making snap decisions about everything from houses to husbands, from cheese to childbirth. I rarely consider more than one option. Two is a lot, a real lot. If I do any research, I pay attention to only those pieces of information that support my already formed instant choice. And then I just do it. And I don't look back. Yeah, right. Of course I do. I venture to say we kamikaze decision makers spend as much time regretting our decisions as our well-informed friends. For example, I've always thought if I had spent more time studying my options, I might not have spent the first day at my own new house crying because it had no air conditioning or hot water heater. I would have had better marriages and fewer children and wiser investments. But now it turns out, even if I did, I might feel worse than I do now. What a relief.
Marion Winnick is a writer in Glen Rock, Pennsylvania.